Is what I almost did illegal? I almost did it. So, set the story real quick. It's going to sound a little bit bougie at first.
Okay.
So, get some
ingredients. You're almost a bougie criminal?
Yes. Okay. Get some ingredients to make one of those, like, New York Times recipes that you see on Instagram.
Okay.
Right. And it involves some crusty bread, yeah. some French cheese, sure. some prosciutto, some arugula, some yeah. peaches, drizzled honey. Very yeah. good. Very good, right?
Sounds delish.
Yes, exactly. However, the cheese is camembert cheese. I had never heard of it before. They had
You never heard of it?
No.
I thought you were very up on exotic cheeses.
My wife did.
Okay.
I didn't.
Okay.
Brie. Blue cheese, yes. things like that.
Goat.
Goat cheese, very familiar.
My favorite.
Yes, it is. So we get it. We bring it home. Open it up. It smells rancid.
Okay.
I'm like, oh, God.
And well, some cheeses are stinky, though.
Yeah.
Was it supposed to smell like that? Or
right.
did you think,
so
this is bad cheese?
We look it up on the internet, and it's like, okay, it's supposed to have sort of a nutty aroma, things like
pungent
that.
And, smell.
And we're like, man, that's a bit strong. So we go back, or my wife's like, well, here, why don't you take it back and talk to the cheese guy and see.
Is it supposed to smell like this?
Is it supposed
this is stinky?
To, right. And if not, maybe we can just exchange it for another one. Maybe it's too old.
One that smells better and is tasty.
Right. So I go, so I take it back. I take it back in the little bag that I bought it from.
Okay.
And I go in. And instead of going to the counter to, like, exchange it, I just go to the cheese counter. The guy's not there. The cheese guy's not there. So I just start picking up cheese and sniffing it. And I'm thinking to myself, and this is the part where I'm thinking, okay, is this illegal? Do I just make an exchange myself, grab a new thing of cheese, and just walk out?
And put the stinky one back
yeah.
on the shelf?
Yeah.
Did you already pay for it?
Yeah.
Oh.
So it's like, am I doing my own exchange? And is that illegal?
Well, if what we were just talking about with the story before, they were talking about once it leaves the store in your hands, it's produce, right? You can't take that back and put it back on the shelf.
Right.
You opened it up and smelled it, didn't you?
Yeah.
What you're telling me is you not only took it home and opened it up and smelled it, now
yeah.
we're bringing it back in the store and you're thinking I'm just going to put it back on the shelf?
Well, in my brain, that's what I'm thinking. Maybe that's what I'm going to do. But what I end up doing is I start huffing cheese.
Oh, okay.
I start opening up.
Has any person that works there returned to this area yet?
No, I'm alone. With my own devices.
Okay.
And it comes in one of those little, like, circular things like Brie.
Yes.
Like, if you've ever seen Brie, it comes
right.
in that.
Right.
It's camembert cheese.
Yeah.
So anyways, I take a picture of the sign. I find the sign and I'm like, oh, well, it does say it has a mushroomy, earthy, pungent smell.
Pungent is
and
bad.
I'm like,
that is a bad word.
And
I feel
go,
like that means it's stinky.
And I go, okay.
Okay,
maybe,
so it's supposed to smell
maybe
like this.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm like, but just to be sure, there are probably four or five of them.
You didn't open it, though.
I didn't. No, I just took the lid off because it's wrapped in like parchment paper or whatever.
Yes.
Right? And so I just was huffing cheese. Oh, that one's bad, too. All right. And so...
guess that's just the way it's going to smell.
All right. Well, that one's bad one, but let me just double check. So I'm just sitting
How many
there.
Did we smell,
Four.
Sir? Oh.
So I was sitting there huffing cheese, and I decided, you know what? It's not going to be worth it. So I just...
kept your stinky cheese and walked back out the store?
Yep.
Okay.
No questions asked. And then I even felt... okay, are they going to question me because I've got a bag of cheese in my hand
uh-huh.
and I'm just walking right out this door?
Yep.
No one did.
Okay. All right.
Could have been the perfect crime.
I'm really glad that you didn't just put it on the shelf and take another one.
I know.
You opened it.
Yes, but
at home.
But when I opened it, it was just like you opened just the edges of it
a little bit.
And then it's like, ooh.
You cracked the seal, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I cracked the seal.
Yeah. The fact you even entertained.
I did.
Putting that back on the shelf. It's been in your house. You cracked the seal. You've opened it.
Kelly, do you understand now how thin a line my life is between doing good
and
a life of crime?
That should be a no-brainer.
It's such a thin line.
You should just know.
It's a thin line.
It's crossed the line. You've committed to the cheese once you open it at home. Even if it's just a little. Even if it's just the corner.
Oh,
that's your cheese now. That's Ben's cheese.
Listen. John, I'm not opening the cheese. I'm just taking the lid off the cheese.
Right.
To huff it.
But still.
And putting it back.
If I'm someone standing nearby and I might be witnessing this happening.
I know.
I don't know if I'm picking up the same container
know,
of cheese that you just sniffed.
Amy in all caps texting, you have a cheese guy? Listen, I don't. The store does.
Yes.
The store does.
Yes.
But it does sound a bit bougie. I told you up front, this sounds a bit bougie at first.
Yes.
But to be fair.
Listen, this cheese might be a bit stinky for my taste. I need to go investigate other cheeses.
So I don't know what you did over the weekend. I went to the store, huffed a bunch of cheese, and then left.
Well, Addison on YouTube says my dog pooped on my neighbor's house, so that's fun.
Okay.
Thank you for sharing.
So we all had weekends.
We all had weekends.
All right. It's 99.7 TJX.